welcome to The Common Sense Show with your host, Dave Hodges. We discuss a variety of topics here, including the deep state, the new world order, Agenda 21. There is no one, no topic beyond Dave's reach, because as you know, you can't dodge the Hodge.
Hey everybody, Dave Hodges here. Thanks for staying with us into our guest segment. You're listening to The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time, and we're really glad to be with you. It's always a pleasure to come before you. Listen, we have a terrific show today. We have a no-holds-barred interview with Ted Brewer. Ted has never been controversial in his life, and if you're no Ted, you're laughing at that statement right now. We're going to have Ted with us in just a moment, but I need to let you know that we've got to pay some bills very quickly. Food sales are through the roof because people are listening and getting it. Listen to me. The food inflation is beginning to approach out of control levels. We've more than tripled the food inflation rate from last year, and with the Three Gorges Dam ready to go and China being a big buyer on the international food market, you know what that's going to do. In fact, the question is not whether you can even buy food. It's how much will it cost? This restaurant quality 25-year shelf life food with a 4-week package is on sale for $100 off. That's nearly 40%, and people are buying multiple sets. You should too. Go to preparewithdave.com. That's preparewithdave.com. And if you have food, you darn well better have water. And we have the best water filtration system in the world, the AquaPure Pro Water Filter. The research for this is at waterwithdave.com. And you look in there, you'll go, wow, that's really impressive. Yeah, it is. In fact, the Naval War College says the fifth day into a crisis, waterborne illness has become the number one cause of death. So, ladies and gentlemen, do yourself a favor right now. Food and water. Remember that food and water, the first two things that you need to have. Now, we also believe in natural health care, guns and ammo, gold and silver. But right now, food and water. Preparewithdave.com for the food. Water with Dave with 40% off. Waterwithdave.com. There you go. We've paid our bills, but I hope you pay your debt to your family and you've got them prepared. Anyway, we have Ted Brewer with us. He has a real popular radio show on Global Star Radio Network. Ted is the owner of Health Masters, and Health Masters I credit with keeping me off the operating table not once, not twice, but three times. Now, I can't make that claim medically because the FDA won't let me tell the truth, but I can tell you, I'd be in trouble if it weren't for Health Masters, and there's something there for everybody. And Ted will talk about that a little later in the show, but I asked him to come on to talk about the current state of affairs. We are in unparalleled times in American history. We are in big trouble. The end of the empire is here, and I don't know that we're going to survive in our present form. We could be saying, "Daw, pass the vodka," as we enter into this Bolshevik revolution. And here to talk to us about it is Ted Brewer. Ted, welcome to the show. Glad you could join us.
Dave, always my pleasure to be on with you guys. It's just absolutely amazing to me the support that we've had on the Ted and Austin Brewer Show from our listeners and from your listeners and from the Hagman listeners. And I want you guys to know you're family to me, and I pray for you guys every single day. Now you say, well, why would you do that? Well, why wouldn't I do that? You know, right. If you're supporting us and we're supporting you, the Bible says we're supposed to love one another and support one another. And guys, thank you for supporting the Common Sense Show. Thank you for supporting Dave and Health Masters. If it wasn't for you guys doing that and getting your toothpaste from us and getting your multiple vitamin from us and doing the things that you do, we wouldn't be out here to help support alt media. And it just means the world to me to know that our efforts are not being done in vain and that you guys are out there wanting to support us and doing that for us. So I want to thank you again and let you guys know that we are here for you anytime you need us. What do you want to talk about today, Dave?
Well, let's start with that quote that we were talking about, that 13-second clip where President Trump says, "You may not be hearing from me for a while because I have very powerful and rich enemies." But if there's ever a statement that says someone's trying to assassinate me, I don't think we could hear any more of a clear prognostication from President Trump.
Well, you know, Dave, here's the thing. The problem with all of this is the obfuscation. You know, we don't know what the heck is going on in Washington, really. I mean, we don't. I mean, we know now that he's basically signed an executive order, basically banning TikTok in 45 days. And we know that TikTok has been putting a lot of alternative news out there, some of it accurate, some of it not. Mm-hmm. But it's not being basically censored by the Google algorithms, and it's just going out, and people are getting alternative news other than what we're supposed to be getting, and Trump now wants to ban that after Facebook tried to buy it, you know, several weeks ago.
I thought the TikTok issue was about communist Chinese control over that platform.
You know, what's so funny to me, David, there's always a boogeyman, isn't there? There's always a boogeyman. The NSA listens to every single conversation that we have, every single talk show that we do, and it's sort of their giant servers. And here's the thing. They're saying now, well, we can stop by on you. We can do whatever we want to do. We can circumvent the Constitution. We can destroy the Republic. And that's okay. But China can't do anything as far as telling you guys the truth or breaking the official narrative. So if Donald Trump really is in trouble, if they've actually had a credible death threat against him, then he can use that again for his election. He can say, I've been threatened again. You know, there have been multiple death attempts again. And then, of course, our Q friends will say, well, you know, we have 175,000 sealed indictments that'll all be taken care of within the next 90 days. I really hope you guys don't believe that anymore. Now, personally, here's my thing. I believe that Donald Trump's going to be reelected. And there's a reason for that. Okay, number one, the candidate that the Democrats have put against him is not even viable. The man has senile dementia or some type of Alzheimer's, some type of memory issue, some kind of brain issues. We all know that. I mean, he's a serial pedophile on top of everything else. We all know that. I mean, he wants to sniff everybody and smell everybody and touch everybody if they're women. I mean, the guy's a sicko. You know, it's true. And what he needed to have happen to him, and this is the truth, and I'm not making any threats here, guys. Listen to me. But what it should have been done to him when he was like 18, 19, 20 years old, he started this weird stuff with other people's wives and children. Some alpha male should have knocked him out. Then another alpha male should have knocked him out, and another alpha male should have knocked him out. And after about four or five times getting knocked out and humiliated, he probably would have figured it's not okay to sniff other people's wives. I mean, it's sick. The guy's a pervert. But yet, he's the best the Democrats can bring out there. So I really do believe that Trump will win the election. Plus, Trump's doing everything the cabalists want him to do. That would be Benjamin Netanyahu. Everything. And as long as he does what they want, and he promotes the rebuilding of the Third Temple, and he follows their narrative, I personally believe Mossad and a lot of the other intelligence agencies, I'm not just picking on Mossad, CIA, MI6, all controlled through the same international banking conglomerates who control the heroin and drug trade, the organized crime globally. Let's be real specific here. You got the Irish mafia, the Italian mafia, the Jewish mafia, all these different mafioso families that control organized crime. We saw that with Lucky Luciano being brought in to the port of New York during World War II to prevent any more ships from being blown up, basically taken out of jail and made to run the shipping and started working directly with the federal government. This is like 70 years ago.
You're right. You're right about
okay?
that.
Okay. We went to bed with organized crime, and then we figured out we went to Chiang Kai-shek and asked him how he could have a standing army of 1 million men, and he goes, I sell opium. So then we immediately started going into Southeast Asia, growing poppy, and starting to sell drugs and dope through the CIA. Not making this stuff up, guys. Started back in the 50s and 60s. That was the primary reason, in my opinion, that we were in Southeast Asia and the Vietnam War was fought. Then when they no longer had that area as a viable alternative to grow poppy, it got moved to Afghanistan. Now we're bringing in $1.5 trillion worth of heroin into the world every single year through Afghanistan with 1,000 square miles, not acres, 1,000 square miles of land being dedicated for the sole purpose of growing poppy. The Taliban had gotten rid of all that. We had to do something to go back into Afghanistan. The third largest commodity in the world behind oil and natural gas is heroin. And Trump knows that. It was 500 square miles under Obama, 1,000 square miles underneath Trump. Remember, here's how it works. Here's the breakdown again. We have the people of the United States. We're the bottom of the pyramid. We're their peasants. They don't really pay any attention to us anymore. Then we have the next level up are going to be the, how should I say, congressional leaders and the senators, 60 of whom have dual citizenships with other countries. Okay. Then the next level up will be the military industrial complex. That's controlling these senators because of the money. Remember, Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. Next level up past that is the international banking community, the Kabbalists, the Luciferians, the synagogue of Satan, that the Bible calls it in the book of Revelation. Next level up from that, we're going to have the wizards and the international banking cartel at the highest level, who are the Satanists, the human sacrifice people, all of the stuff at that level, who basically control the energy field around the planet. Level above that will be a D-Wave computer, which will allow Lucifer at the top, or whatever this entity is you want to call it, to become omnipresent, to allow the planet to once again have every thought of every man evil all the time, just like it says in Genesis chapter 6 that happened before.
Let's go over that. You really hit an important point at breakneck speed. Talk about the controlling or perceiving every thought.
Yes, in Genesis chapter 6, the Bible says that the men who have been bred with some other species, you know, they call them fallen angels in the Bible.
Mm-hmm, yes.
But it's some other alternative species other than human.
Yeah.
Not Homo sapien. It was something else. Came from heaven or from another interdimensional interface, allowed themselves to come into our realm, and bred with the women here, and formed the Nephilim and the giants and the men of age, the great men of Asia calls it in the book of Genesis. And this is, you know, the mighty men or whatever it calls it. I can read you the exact scripture if you want.
Mighty men of renown, I think it was.
That's right. That's right. And what ended up happening is these people, this is where you get Zeus from and Apollo from and all of the Greek demigods. All of this stuff was based out of all that. You also get Osiris and Isis. All of this came from that. And so these are the great ancient Canaanite religions. They're not great. They're horrible, but they're still running the planet today. There were fertility rituals that all got started after Noah and the Ark, because remember, these entities were there before and after the flood. It says that very clearly in the Bible, before and after, and they started the whole thing over again because these things use the energy that is released from these children via human sacrifice and ritual to feed them in their interdimensional state. When it says a third of the angels fell from heaven, when these angels fell from heaven, they separated from God, and they no longer get sustenance from the energy field that we live in.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have a different energy. And so the energy they get is from the sacrifice of humans. That's why these ancient gods, demigods, Satanists, benign Nephilim, sons of the fallen, whatever you want to call them, have always demanded human sacrifice to feed them. This is what they do. In fact, it was kind of interesting today on my show with Austin, I actually brought an article up about Satanism and abortion. And I wanted to say something about this on the show today because this is a satanic temple and what they do and what they believe. Because remember, all of this stuff now is based in Kabbalah from the Zohar. And what the Zohar did, it's one of the books of the Talmud. And what it did, it took the ancient Canaanite religions, the ancient Egyptian religions and mythology of the gods, the ancient Greek religions with all of Zeus and Apollo and all the rest, all the ancient witchcraft rituals, all the ancient witchcraft rituals that were learned by Solomon, all of this stuff, and put it into one book called the Zohar. It is the foundational root work of all occult, evil occults, and satanic groups on the planet today. You see the people that practice the Kabbalah, which is based on the Zohar, which also is the foundational work of the Masonic lodges. They wear the red string around their wrist like Madonna. And at the highest levels of these groups, they sacrifice human beings. That's what we need to understand. Now, here's an article that says, Satanic Temple claims killing babies in abortions is a protected religious ceremony. Satanic Temple admitted proudly Wednesday that in their belief system, killing an unborn baby in an abortion is a religious ritual similar to communion or baptism for Christians. You can't believe they say stuff like this. These guys are sick. Quote, the Satanic Temple is proud to announce its religious abortion ritual, a ceremony rooted in our deeply held beliefs. Now, they'll say some other things in here, but I'm not going to quote what they say. The disturbing announcement is part of the cult's new plan to overturn pro-life laws using a religious freedom argument. We have to understand who these people are, and this, again, is based out of the Kabbalah. This is how the Satanic Temple describes its ritual for slaughtering unborn babies and surgical abortions. Quote, prior to receiving any anesthesia or sedation, look at your reflection to be reminded of the, I'm not going to read this to you, this is horrible. The Satanists say that they believe in abortion on demand in the first trimester, meaning without regulations, restrictions, or informed consent. They oppose laws that require abortion facilities to show mothers the ultrasounds of their unborn babies. Okay, the cults plan to challenge the pro-life laws based on the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which ensures the government does not unnecessarily interfere with people's religious beliefs. I mean, this is unbelievable. Now, even Breitbart said that as a pro, they have a pro-abortion crusade to come to the aid of America's largest pro-abortion provider, Planned Parenthood, working with the Satanic Temple. Now, this stuff can't be made up. And see, this is what they want to do. It says, quote, in Satanism, killing something or the death of something is part of the effective way of getting your spell accomplished. As far as trying to get Satan's approval to give you something that you want, killing something is the best way to do it. Killing something is the ultimate offering to Satan. And if you can kill an unborn, that is the ultimate, his ultimate goal. This is why when you look at the Podesta emails, Dave, from 4 years ago, that exposed Hillary Clinton and the rest at their blood drinking weird ceremonies with Abramovich, and the fact that Hillary and her emails that they were talking about going and killing a chicken to Moloch, which is Lucifer. You can't make this stuff up.
This is incredible.
At the highest levels, this is what they talk about, and this is what they do. Because when they feed these other entities through these sacrifices, through the killing of something, primarily children, with Baal and Moloch and Asherah worship, it goes on the other side of the veil and it gives these things sustenance and energy. This is their goal. That's why we've had 60 million abortions, probably more, in the United States in 73. And this is the problem that we have. Our country has given itself over to this synagogue of Satan, as the Bible calls it in the book of Revelation, and they're allowing these abortions unfettered to the full third trimester all over the world now as a sacrificial sacrament to Satanism is what these guys are saying right now. And this is why we have to understand, the children of Israel, when they came out of Egypt, they came out of Egypt with all of these crazy Canaanite and basically religious ceremonies and basically Egyptian ceremonies, to the point that the Red Sea gets parted. God is covering them with a cloud and a pillar of fire to protect them. The Red Sea gets parted. Moses goes up on the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. He comes back down, and they've made a golden calf, and they're worshiping Baal and Moloch and doing human sacrifice again. He gets mad. Earth swallows up a bunch of them, kills a bunch of them, and this whole Satanism, this Baal worship, Moloch worship, Asherah worship, Babylonian ritual cult worship was ingrained in them. They couldn't get it out of them. They had to do another lap in the wilderness for 40 years and left there to die until everybody was in Egypt basically died, but it didn't change. They continued to offer their sacrifices unto Baal and Moloch and Asherah to the point they finally ended up getting scattered. And see, we now understand that this was a giant cult, a satanic cult. And basically, Jesus called them out. He said their father was Lucifer. Told them right to their face, your father is Lucifer. He's a liar from the beginning. And he's the father of lies. He told them right in the book of John. And this is what we have to understand. This same satanic group still runs this planet. They control our media. They control our Congress. They control the military-industrial complex. They control all of the major corporations. They control the printing of our money from the Federal Reserve Bank and they control the Treasury through the Exchange Stability Fund from 1934 onwards. This is the group that controls the planet. These are the ones that have so much power, Dave, when they say, by the way, COVID-19, lock down the planet, shut it down. Nobody else could do that. People are blaming it on Trump. Germany's shut down. I've tried to get tickets to fly to Europe for October for my friends to visit my friends over in Europe, Germany. And I can't get tickets. They're saying, well, we're still closed down. We don't know when it's going to open up. I called up Switzerland. I thought, well, I'll go through Switzerland. Switzerland goes, all flights shut down. You're not a Swiss national. We will not allow you to depart the plane from in Europe, in Switzerland. And I'm like, what the heck? The only people who have that kind of power are the international bankers, the guys who rule the world. Because remember what they're doing, and here's why they shut all the businesses down. It's called the velocity of money, V1. They have to slow the velocity of money down. Let me give you an example. Let's say I'm a millionaire or a billionaire or whatever crazy these guys have all this money, and I want to go buy myself a new you know, Ferrari every single day. And every day for 30 days, I buy a brand new Ferrari for $300,000 or $400,000. All right? You think, well, that's a lot of money to spend on a Ferrari. That's like $10 million in a month. Okay, that's right. All right? That's velocity. Every single day I'm buying this Ferrari. Let's say I decide I'm not going to buy a Ferrari this month or this year. Let's say I'm not going to buy a Ferrari for 5 years. Okay, whoa, that just slowed down the velocity of money. Now I'm not buying a car, I'm not buying a truck, I'm not buying a Chevy, I'm not buying anything. That's the V1, that's the velocity of money. The only way you can increase the M1 money supply and not cause hyperinflation, or inflation, maybe not hyper, is to decrease the V1, the velocity. In other words, if you cut demand, you could increase the money to cover all these bets called derivatives, and you won't cause hyperinflation like they did before in the Weimar Republic, which was a horrible mistake, and they realized that. So they're doing everything they can globally to lower GDP, which is down over 30% in America right now, and in Germany, and in China too, if they want to give you the real numbers. And what's happening is it's slowing down the velocity of money. Now, at the other side, they can increase the money in supply, and it won't cause hyperinflation. That's the only excuse, the only reason that makes any sense of why they would shut the planet down. But there's one other way to look at it, too. This is important. By closing down all the individual businesses, the mom-and-pop shops, all these different businesses that are closing, all these restaurants that are closing, they're reducing the independence in the United States of people not to follow the rules. When they have Amazon as the primary retailer in the United States or in the world, and the other mom-and-pop businesses no longer exist, at that point in time, they exercise tremendous control over everybody, who then becomes a ward, W-A-R-D, a ward of the state, and they have to be supported by the government. So in other words, if you run out of food, and you don't have storable food that you've got from Dave, and you've run out of food, and now you don't have anything to eat, they're going to send a bus through your neighborhood and say, we have plenty of food, all you have to do is come to our camp, which they won't tell you, it's a FEMA camp, but it'll be a camp in which you can come to the camp and just relax, and you'll get on the bus, but before you go into the camp, you're going to go through a metal detector. You're going to be stripped. You're going to be deloused. You're going to walk in, and guess what? You just entered Dachau. Yeah, you did. You just entered Dachau, and you're like, what the heck? You told me you were going to feed me. Now you've disarmed me. You've stripped me. You deloused me. And now I'm in Dachau. And they put a big sign up on front and say, Arbeit macht frei. And you say, what the heck? This is Nazi Germany. This isn't where I'm supposed to be. And you're like, what the heck did I just do? Now they strip you from your family. They strip you from your loved ones. They send you to different camps. And now they decide if you're able to be re-educated, or if you're a subversive and you're on the wrong list, they just take you over to the guillotine or to the gas chamber. This is their goal. And then they want to put us under Noahide laws, in which worshiping Jesus Christ is a crime punishable by death because he's considered to be an idol. And they're going to rule over you. They're going to bring the Antichrist from the temple. He's going to declare himself God, like it says in the book of Thessalonians, and he's going to rule and reign on the planet and bring all hell to the earth, just like he did in Genesis chapter 6, when every thought of every man was evil all the time to create enough energy and negative energy to feed these interdimensional entities and demons. That's the goal here, guys. Don't take your eyes off the goal of what they want. And when communism is just another name for Kabbalists or Luciferians or synagogue of Satan or Baal, Moloch, Asherah worshippers, or Canaanite religion worshippers. It's all the same group, guys. That's all it is. Dave, what do you think?
You have just overwhelmed me. Let's go back to the velocity comment for a second. I get it. They want to slow down the economy so they can drive out small business and replace it fully with Amazon and other megalithic corporations. And that gives them total control over supply and demand. I get that. And they're going to create shortages until people don't have enough to eat or drink, and then they go to the camps. Is that a fair summary, or am I missing a lot of gaps there?
Well, it's kind of exactly what they did, right? They put all the people.
I don't disagree.
They put all the people. The Germans already did this. The Nazis did. They stuck them all in the Warsaw Ghetto.
Ted, why do you think I've written about FEMA camp regulations all these years?
Well, here's the big thing, Dave. You know, you and I was a college professor for years. You just retired as a college professor. I mean, you know, here's the deal. You know, history is so important. But they pretty much deleted that from the public school systems now. They really don't start until 1880, and they only give you a brief overview, and they really don't really talk much about World War I or World War II. They don't talk really about what caused World War I or World War II, and all of it becomes a footnote to the Holocaust. I'm just being real here. I mean, the entire they want to make the entire World War II scenario about the Holocaust. And I don't get me wrong, I know a lot of people died in the concentration camps. I'm not even trying to pretend like that didn't happen, because it did. All right, but what about the 60 million to the 100 million that Stalin killed? Do we not want to talk about them? What about the other 100 million that died in Europe during the wars? And I got the fact that the concentration camps were like a nightmare from hell. I got that. I'm not trying to just say anything bad about them, write about that or whatever. It's horrible. But the point is, nobody wants to talk about the real history. Nobody wants to talk about the central bank involvement in our Civil War. Nobody wants to talk about the War of 1812 and the central bank involvement with that in the United States. And the only way we stopped the War of 1812 was that we allowed a central bank to come back into the United States and basically take over our economy with the Bank of America, with Biddle. And then 20 years later, their charter was being expired, and Andrew Jackson got rid of these guys and said they were a bunch of vipers. He's going to get them out. As we said, probably mm-hmm. the greatest president we've ever had.
Yep.
And then they turned right back around and funded both sides of the Civil War in the United States with Abraham Lincoln, who was a communist, by the way. By the way, Abraham Lincoln was good friends with Karl Marx. They exchanged letters with each other, just in case anybody needs to get that clarified in your head. And the Civil War wasn't about slavery, it was about states' rights, in case you need to get that clarified too. But I know your listeners are relatively educated. So this is the problem. They've taken the communism and Karl Marx and the history books, and they've changed it. And they basically glossed it over. So we don't understand that the same group that caused the Russian Revolution with the Rothschilds, they funded it, and caused the killing of the Tsar Nicholas and his family, that these guys were Kabbalists. They were Luciferians. So remember how that all happened. In 1666, Sabbatain Zevi showed up. He said, I'm the Jewish Messiah. That's what he said. Now, he wasn't the Jewish Messiah. He was lying. But he ended up getting about 1 million people following him. And he decided that the only way to get the serpent God, this thing they call Ein Sof, and this tree from the Kabbalah to resurrect itself and come back on the planet like it did in Genesis chapter 6, was to create enough evil on the planet to bring it back in. This guy was a Luciferian is what he was. And what he did is he dragged a bunch of people into believing it. And the Jews, I'll give them credit, they said, this guy's nuts, go away, leave us alone, you don't represent us. Well, he ended up converting to Islam, just something you can't make up after he did all this. Because they told him he could either convert to Islam or die. And so then about 100 years later, Jakob Frank picked up the mantle of this guy, because this sect was still going on. And he was Satanist, Jakob Frank. He was made, so that was one evil dude, by the way. And he's the one who brought the Rothschilds into this sect. And in the meantime, in the 1700s, late 1700s, when we were doing our Revolutionary War, they were fighting the Napoleonic Wars over there in Europe. And they were busy. And so they really didn't get involved with what we were doing until the War of 1812, when they tried to take back over the country again. This is what we have to understand. It's always the same group of people. It's always these international Kabbalist bankers that are involved in all of this stuff. And if we understand that, and we understand what they're trying to do in the Middle East, I mean, like yesterday, a couple of days ago, we had this fertilizer explosion. Supposedly, we're supposed to believe that, but now mm-hmm. we have videos of streaks of ordnance coming down with massive explosions. Some people think it's a Moab, which is a little bit big, because the streak could be bigger than that, because Moabs can't move that fast, or a fuel air bomb, which usually comes down with a parachute, or some people think it was a nuclear-tipped micro-nuke missile that came in. We don't know. And it hits this fertilizer thing and blows a giant hole right in the doggone bedrock. It wipes out miles around it. 6 miles away, the doggone airport had his windows blown out. And then we look back at 2018, and Benjamin Netanyahu had his finger on the very place where the bomb hit, where it blew, saying that we have to get rid of this. It's a Hezbollah site, and they're preparing to attack Israel and rain missiles down on top of us. We need to destroy this site. And it just so happens that the exact same site he pointed out gets blown up a few days ago. And now people are saying it's Mossad involved. Now they're saying it's the CIA involved. Now they're saying it's MI6 involved. Now they're saying that, hey, look, something's going on. And I guarantee you guys, when you look back under the rock, get ready now, listen to this. You dig under the rock, you dig it. You figure, okay, something's going on here. There's something bad happening under this rock. It's causing this. You're going to have a Kabbalist banker looking back up at you. That's the gang. That's the thing, guys. when you dig it down deep enough, these guys do everything through subterfuge. Everything is always in the hidden, in the shadows, and they, oh, we had nothing to do with that. Oh, why would we do that? Oh, we didn't do that. Remember, what was the name of that? You wrote a report on that. That, what was it, the USS, was it the Cole, or what was the name of that ship back in the 60s that got strafed by the Israeli military, and they tried to say they knew nothing about it and it killed all those soldiers. They tried to sink that ship, Dave.
I'm not sure I wrote about it, but it's jumped out of my head. I'm having a Joe Biden moment. But yes, it was an American destroyer that was strafed by the Israelis, and it was the, you know, I've talked about it on radio a lot. Well, I'm in trouble. Joe, here I come.
but this is something that, you know, people don't realize is that we have this stuff happening all of the time in the United States from these Kabbalist bankers. And we have to, it was the USS Liberty. That was it. But we wouldn't pretend like that didn't happen, because we have so many Americans now. Because of the Scofield Bible. Now, since I've already got everybody pissed off, anyhow, I might as well finish this. What we have here is a guy by the name of Scofield. Now, he followed the teachings of a guy by the name of Darby. Now, Scofield was a scoundrel. He was a criminal. And he basically copied the stuff that Darby did about the final version that he wanted the Bible to be, including Israel, back into the end times theology. Until this point, Israel was basically written out of the Old Testament, because they had been, all of the stuff that God had promised them had been fulfilled. Now, I'm telling you that this is what people, both sides of the argument here. Well, Darby came in and said, no, it's going to have to go through a third temple, it's going to have to go through the reformation of the country of Israel, etc. And so we had a giant group of people that got put together with Theodore Herzl and a bunch of other guys that were basically Zionists. They wanted to rebuild the third temple and restore Israel into its own state in Israel, into the land that God had given Israel through Abraham, through the promises. Now, these people were the ones also being funded through the international banking cartels, because the international banking cartels wanted to have the ability to rebuild the third temple to bring out the Antichrist, because they understand that the Bible is very, very clear, and they try to force prophecy. Well, the Masonic lodges working with this group worked together starting in about 1820 to try to reestablish Israel and take over Palestine. Well, this went on and on and on for about 80 years. Then finally this Scofield Bible came out, and Cyrus Scofield couldn't get any traction because he was a known criminal. Well, a guy by the name of a very prominent New York attorney named Samuel Untermyer decided to basically take this Scofield Bible guy under his wing and promote him into the higher circles of societies in New York, including taking him to Oxford Press and getting his Bible printed. Then he promptly gave away thousands, hundreds of thousands, who knows how many, of these Bibles to all these different seminaries around the world to sow the seed of Zionism into the seminaries. This is about a little over 100 years ago. And this is what happened. And then the seminaries started teaching out of the Scofield Bible and the commentary, which isn't scripture, by the way. It's commentary. Always remember that. And so Zionism perpetuated. Now, also, this same Samuel Untermyer is the one who blackmailed Woodrow Wilson to push the Federal Reserve Act in. He's also the same man who pushed Wilson to put in Brandeis, who brought us into World War I.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also the same guy who in 1933 declared war on Germany when Hitler took power on WABC in New York. The same Samuel Untermyer. And a lot of people now, who historians who look at this from a Zionist standpoint, say the primary reason that World War I and World War II was fought was for the Balfour Declaration and to reestablish Israel's homeland because of a mass exodus of Jews leaving Europe because of the persecution they went under with Hitler. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But the point is this, Dave. All of this stuff now is happening hand over fist. Israel is the number one homosexual destination in the world. They've got brothels with all kinds of sex with who knows what over there. And this is what we have to deal with now. But the Christian churches want to believe that anything that Israel does is sacrosanct. It doesn't make any difference because it's fulfilling prophecy. I had a lady that I knew who wrote for another column, I won't mention this, who I talked to a couple of years ago. And I asked her, I said, so you're telling me that if Israel causes World War III and they cause the death of 7 billion people, pretty much wipe out the population of the planet, you're okay with that? She goes, yes, I'm okay with Israel destroying the planet. And I'm like, you are messed up in the head. I told her. I quit talking to her after that. I'm done with her. I said, I'm not okay with that. See, what they want to believe is once they bring this demon god, this messiah out, this what they call their messiah, this demon god, this son of perdition in the book of Thessalonians, that at that point in time, you know, this thing's going to, this entity is going to rule and reign the planet. And that we as Christians are going to be raptured out, and we're going to sit up in the heavenly grandstands, and we're going to applaud as we watch the Antichrist kill the population of the planet. This thing is so bizarre, the belief that folks have who believe this stuff, it's unreal to me, Dave. The problem with all of this stuff is it wasn't even biblical or even taught as biblical doctrine until 1815, 1875, 1890. They thought it was heresy. The whole church did. And so this is the craziest thing, how powerful, when you control the media, you control the press. Remember, they didn't start off controlling TV because there was no TV, but they controlled the press. Okay? Then they started controlling the radio. Then they started controlling the TV. And the TV's been the ultimate thing for them because it keeps people in a beta, theta brainwave state in which they're open to suggestion and they can be manipulated. Now we have a whole group of people here in the United States that are running around wearing masks that the World Health Organization has said doesn't work. We've got people wearing masks and getting in fights with other people who aren't wearing masks because they were told to wear a mask. And we know the masks don't work. We don't care because it's not a question of safety. It's a question of obedience. But yet we're unwilling because of statin drugs, because of fluoride, because of tricyclic antidepressants, because of Ambien, because of serotonin reuptake inhibitors, and all of the stuff they've done to us to dumb our senses down. We sit like mindless sheep, like mindless amoeba, going with the flow, not paying any attention that our demise awaits us as the lemmings pour over the cliff and we go with them. That's what we're doing in the United States right now. The fact that we're allowing them to shut the country down. Trump did not do this, remember that. He was ordered to do this. It's probably the greatest blunder in the history of any presidential decree that he did this. And now the states don't want to open back up again. And you get all these governors, these democratic states and these democratic cities with their mayors who are absolute socialists, Kabbalists, Luciferians, synagogue of Satan supporters. They want to get rid of the police. Look at New York. New York's turned into a swine pit, hellhole, cesspool with drug addicts laying on the streets, dying of overdoses, nobody picking up the bodies now because the police have said, well, you know, we don't want to get involved with this because you guys are going to disband us. And now they pushed them into that really wealthy sector in New York, and they're mad, and all the New York people are leaving, and the mayor is going, come back, come back, and the governor's going, you guys abandoned us, we need to raise your taxes, we need the rich people back. Well, the rich people don't want to do this. Let me share something with you about these liberals. This is really important that we all get this. A couple years ago, I was up in North Carolina, and I was at a little restaurant up there, and there was a guy by the name of Cantor. He was there, and he's a very strong, really unbelievably hardcore liberal. And we were talking in a restaurant, and he was up there in Hayesville, which is a really super ultra-conservative area. It has like the highest church attendance in the country. And he was up there living there, you know, for the summertime, for like 6 months out of the year. And I asked him, I said, where are you from? He goes, Miami. I'm like, okay. And I said, well, why don't you stay in Miami? He goes, no, I don't like it down there. I don't like the energy field. It's too negative. And I said, oh. I said, so you like the energy field up here? He goes, well, yes, I love living up here. And I said, well, are you a Christian? He goes, no, I'm not a Christian. My last name is Cantor. I said, okay, got it. And he said, I'm more of an atheist. I don't believe in any of this stuff. I believe that we were seeded by aliens. Blah, 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 blah. Just starts off on me, right? And so I thought, okay, whatever. And I said, I find it funny that you like the energy field associated with our area here. That's based on prayer and Christianity and the worship of Jesus. Well, I like it up here. I don't like all the negative stuff down south. See, here's the irony of all of this. These folks, these ultra-liberals in New York have bailed out. They're gone. The ones with money have left. You know, they have departed the country, and not the country, but the state and the city. Why is that? It's the same reason that the liberals leave California and go to Denver and turn Denver into a liberal hellhole. It's the same reason the liberals leave California and go into Texas. They don't like where they live, but when they get to where they are, they want to turn it into the same hellhole they left. This is the same thing we see over in South America with the second and third generation Mexicans and foreigners and South Americans who come into the United States. The first ones who come in, they want to have the ability to earn money and support their families and not eat out of a garbage dump. So they come over en masse. After the second generation, the third generation, they take for granted what they have in America, and they want to go back to the liberal policies of their families, and they want to invoke communism in the United States and socialism in the United States and say how unfair the United States is and change our country back into the liberal hellhole, the liberal communist cabalist hellhole they came from. Because remember, it was our CIA that overthrew almost every country in South America back in the 50s and the 60s. We did that. Operation Condor. Oh my gosh, I know we're not supposed to talk about that. Look that one up. Look up Operation Gladio in New York. These were a bunch of false flags that were being done by our own government agencies overthrowing the duly elected representatives in those countries. That's what the United States has turned into because we've allowed the intelligence agencies, which I mentioned at the beginning of the show, to have authority over the government and over the military-industrial complex and over us. And when we try to say we don't like this, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. What's wrong with you? You know none of that's true. Go back. It's like this stupid thing with Elon Musk. Okay, I'm going to get on a kick and pray here for a second. So this past week, we had to watch a capsule splash down in the Gulf of Mexico. I call BS on that. All of it. There's no way that we're going back to 1940s, 1950s, 1960s rocket technology in 2020. It's complete and total crap. The capsule splashes down in the Gulf of Mexico. Their ship, Elon Musk's ship, just happens to be there. Well, let me tell you how I see this. They took the capsule, they pushed it out of the plane at about 50,000 feet with a parachute on it. And they let it float down so they knew right where it was going to land. So they don't open up the capsule. They take it in the ship, pick it up, and put it inside of a closed seal room. Takes an hour to open the capsule. And then all of a sudden the media is left in. They're media. And they come in and there's the astronauts sitting there in their little seats in the capsule. What a crock of crap. Our technology is so advanced past that, but they want people to believe this stuff. They want people to believe all of this stuff that we've got to go back to splashing rockets down in the Gulf of Mexico in capsules. What do they think? We're all a bunch of morons. Well, yeah, I think they do think
they
morons.
Do think they, that. Because, of course
yeah,
they do.
Yeah. But if anybody believes that stuff, you've got to do some research, guys. The space shuttle was more advanced than that. We weren't splashing down in the space shuttle. We, for 20, 30 years, we ran the space shuttle, and we were landing back at Cape Canaveral or in Texas with the astronauts on board. We didn't have to do water splashdowns. But, of course, here we're going to do a water splashdown, a recovery of the capsule. And it's amazing to me that people believe this nonsense. We have interdimensional spacecrafts. We can take ET home. We have the ability to do all kinds of things because of back. We took the spaceships that crashed. They're admitting to that now. And we back engineered them. We reverse engineered them. We have the technology that is beyond belief that would blow our minds. We have a breakaway civilization, Dave, that's so advanced. It's hundreds of years apart from where we are right now. But they don't want us to know about it. Fossil fuels are a joke. We don't even need fossil fuels. Tesla told us that 100 years ago. We have the ability, and have had the ability for over 100 years from Nikola Tesla's research to run a car with a rechargeable battery on an open road that could get enough energy from the atmosphere and from the Earth's magnetic core to recharge itself right now and never burn another fossil fuel. But why don't we do that? Because the petrochemical industry, owned by the synagogue of Satan, basically wants to sell more and more fuel to make more and more money because their greed has no boundaries. Remember what Jesus said about the money? The love of money is the root of all evil. God gave us a paradise to live on. I mean a paradise. But these guys don't like God. They don't like his creation. They're out to destroy it. This week, I went to Silver Springs, which is right near Ocala. And I was there once as a child with my father. And I went again with Sharon back in the 90s. And they have the glass bottom boats. And the last time I was there back in the 90s, there were lots of fish. But when I was there back in the 60s with my dad, there were schools of fish with thousands and thousands of fish under the glass bottom boats. Sometimes the fish were so thick under the glass bottom boats, you couldn't see the bottom because the fish were so many. So I went over there on Tuesday, went over to Silver Springs and took a video. The fish are gone. There were a few dozen fish. Gone. gone, fish are gone. Now the water's still crystal clear. And the place was deserted. There was like 20 people there. It's all because of shutdown, because of COVID, okay? And plus, they won't even allow you to swim there anymore because they said 20 years ago people were leaving trash on the beach. They closed the beach. And I'm like, well, you had a 10,000 people a day or whatever it was coming in here. Why don't you just charge an extra 50 cents per ticket and just pay somebody to clean the beach every night and let the people swim and enjoy the natural resource? We don't want to do that. Okay, so it's all closed. So nobody's there anymore. It's shut down. Fish are gone. And the reason the fish are gone is because of atrazine and chemicals. You say, well, that's a pristine waterway right there. They don't allow houses to be built there. There's no atrazine being sprayed. That's right. 3, 4, 5, 6 miles down the river where the houses are, where the fisheries are, where the fish lay their eggs and reproduce, they're having all this agricultural runoff, all this atrazine runoff, all this Roundup runoff, and it's destroyed the life cycle of the fish that swim upstream and populate. So now the fish are gone. And this is what we've done to the planet. The Luciferians have done this. The synagogue of Satan has done this. Why? They hate God, and they hate his creation. Now, let me say one other thing. They hate you, too. Why do they hate you? Because you were made in God's image. Because they hate God, they hate you. So they can't live on the energy field that God permeates throughout the entire universe because of his omnipresence. They can't do that. They have no ability to do that. They have to live on the sacrifice of unborn infants and all this other weird stuff they do. Because they hate you, they want to kill you, but they also want to be you because they're jealous of you because you're made in God's image. These guys are twisted up in the head. And that's why when you try to talk to one of these guys that's a real hardcore Kabbalist like that, they really loathe the great I am. And you talk about Jesus to them, they flip out. Ah, don't talk about Christ. Don't talk about Jesus. No, they don't want to do that. They can't deal with it. That's why in these deep underground military bases, you can't mention the name of Jesus. In the Masonic lodges, you are not allowed to mention the name of Jesus. Why? Because these guys are controlled by the evil one, by the light bearer. They call him Lucifer. They call him whatever you want to call him. He's this one-eyed snake is what he is. And guys, this is the crazy thing about all of this stuff is they want to destroy you. They're jealous of you, and they want to take over the planet and destroy it because God made it. And they would have turned it into the same hellhole that they're coming from. And that's the problem we've got. That's what CERN's all about. It's open a portal for these entities to come over here. It's all about this human sacrifice. And when you finally get it through your head, like I did a few years ago, that the entire planet is run by an ancient Canaanite religion, ancient Egyptian mythology religions, ancient Greek religions, through human sacrifice, and all the stuff that's involved in it, through the Zohar, and the Kabbalists, and the witchcraft, and all the other stuff with the Druids. When you finally understand that's who runs the planet, then you realize why the Bible says, had the God of this age, which is Lucifer, had known what he was doing, he never would have crucified the Son of Glory. The Bible says right there that this group's running the planet. It says that. And why would they have never crucified the Son of Glory? Because had they not, because when they crucified Christ, they crucified an omnipresent being, which means his blood is being continually shed for us in that timeline for all eternity to bring us back to Jesus Christ and to restore our DNA.
And that's
they never would have done that.
And Ted, that's a really good note to end on because this is what people need to focus on now. We're not going to win the physical struggle that's being brought against us, but we can win the spiritual, which will undo the physical. Ted, I wanted to give you a couple minutes to talk about your products. We got about minute 45, and I wanted to talk about Health Masters, and I don't know my new coupon code, so we got to get that out too.
I'm pretty sure it's day 5, but what we need to realize is this. Okay, they're going to, I mean, one more thing. They're going to want to put in a vaccine in you. Don't let them do it. You don't know what's in it. It's an RNA vaccine. Change your DNA. Because remember what it says. If you take the mark of the beast, which this could very well be it, and you take this mark willingly that you cannot be saved, then what does that mean? Does that mean you're going to be Homo sapien 2, Homo sapien 3? Will God not look down from heaven and even recognize you as his child anymore because now you've been changed and you are no longer in his image? Are you going to grow a tail? Are you going to start swinging from trees? What are you going to turn into? I don't know. The point is this. Don't take the vaccine. Now, a lot of people say, well, I'm going to find out what's in it, make sure it's safe, make sure it gets tested. Okay, whatever. They're rushing this thing through, guys.
It can't be safe. The time frames aren't there. It takes 5 years, not 5 months.
Well, plus, anything Bill Gates is going to put out, come on, guys. His father was like head of Planned Parenthood. His mom was involved with the Rothschild Banking Cartel, Federal Reserve Bank. Come on, guys. Think through this. These are all cutouts. They're basically put out there by this Rothschild group, by this Sabbatean group, by this synagogue of Satan, given huge amounts of wealth so they don't have their name on everything all the time. So these guys are front people is all they are. It's all they are. Yeah. So here's the thing. Make sure you're taking your supplements. This is super important as far as your immune system. If you start getting a sore throat, immediately take Astragalus. It's on our immune system support program. You got it right there on our website, healthbastards.com. Now, if you take the Astragalus, remember, guys, if you're a guy, you've got to take prostate support with it if you're over the age of 40. Real important you do that. So you take one Astragalus, take two prostate support because it can swell the prostate. Really important. If you have a fever, you can't take Astragalus. Number two, take vitamin C, 1,500 milligrams four times a day. Take it throughout the day. Dose it, microdose it throughout the day. Take it to bile tolerance. Number three, 12.5 milligrams of potassium iodide every single day helps the thyroid to zap viruses. Really important. Number four, take zinc, 50 to 100 milligrams every single day. And then the pinnacle here is D3. D3 allows the body to activate macrophages, which destroy viruses and eats them and consumes them and gets rid of them. If you don't have enough D3, you end up going to what's called a cytokine storm. You end up getting a really bad fever. You end up getting brain swelling. You have all kinds of things, horrible things happen to you. So you want to avoid the cytokine storm. You have to make sure the macrophages can activate. They have two sugar molecules under the bottom of them. The D3 goes in there and turns like a switch, like an on switch, like a shot back, right? And so without that on switch, they can't turn on. When it can't turn on, it releases a chemical messenger called the cytokine, which is like a flare gun. And it shoots off and it causes other macrophages to come. But if they don't have D3, they can't turn on either. So they release cytokines. That's what's called a cytokine storm. That's what causes the brain inflammation. That's what causes the fever. That's what causes the inflammation. That's what causes the death. That's what causes the lungs to fill with fluid. The people who died during the Spanish War, the Spanish flu back in 1920, millions and tens of millions died. They didn't die from the pneumonia. In most cases, they died from the cytokine storm. That's what killed them.
And Ted,
you got to take your supplements.
We are flat out of time. So.